So we were talking the past couple of days about Talmud Bavli and Talmud Yerushalmi. And we were talking a little bit today about Purim and Chanukah, the mitzvahs derabanan of Purim and Chanukah. So I wanted to dig a little bit deeper with regards to the idea of Chanukah and Purim and Bavli and Yerushalmi, how this, I think, all connects with each other. So let's jump for a moment. It's out of context right now, but you'll see hopefully everything comes together. Let's get to the story of Nadav Avihu, Parsha Shmini. And in Nadav Avihu, we have the Torah described to us how they were killed for walking into Kodesh Kedashim. When the Pasuk tells us they did something wrong, the Pasuk describes it as Asher Lo Tziva Osam. The Nadav Avihu did something that they were not commanded to do. That was a violation. They did something they were not commanded to do. So Nadav Avihu, we know, entered into an area of the Beis HaMikdash, into the Mishkan, that they were not allowed to go to. So there are certain areas that you can go and certain areas that you cannot go into. So back in Parsha Pekudei, and we're jumping all over Chumash right now, when Moshe was constructing the Mishkan, after each stage, the Pasuk says, Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe. They put the menorah together, the shulchan, the mizbeach, and it always repeats, Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe. They did exactly what he was commanded to do. But there's one place, one area of the Mishkan, where the words Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe do not appear. And that's with respect to building the chatzer. The chatzer was assembled around the Mishkan without the words Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe. So why? So many Mefarshim suggest different explanations, but Rabbi Leibel Eger explains as follows. Everywhere in the Mishkan, the different sections, of course, Kedashim, the Heichal, and the Azara, and the chatzer, every area of the Mishkan required a certain invitation. Only certain people could go, the Kohen Gadol, and Kodesh Kedashim, Kohanim, the Heichal. But the Chatzer was allowed, anyone was allowed to enter into the Chatzer. It was an open invitation. There was no tzivur, there was no restriction on the Chatzer, and therefore by omitting the words Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe, that indicates that it's an open invitation, whoever wants could come to the Chatzer, no matter how far a person might be, no matter how distant from Hashem, everyone's invited into the chatzer. So we have this Kodesh Kedashim, we have the Mishkan, we have the chatzer. If we go back in history to Adam and Chava, we find an incredible parallel to the Mishkan and the chatzer. The very first mitzvah, the first tzivoy of all time given to Adam, the Adam was allowed to walk into the Gan Eden, wherever he wanted, any part, the whole Gan Eden was like a chatzer. But the one tzivoy he was given, Vayitzav Hashem Elokim al ha'adam, the tzivoy he was given, Lemor mikol eitz ha'gan ochel tochel, eat whatever you want from the entire Gan Eden, Umeitz hadas tovera lo achel mimenu. Don't eat from the eitz hadas. So just as the Mishkan, that there was an area that was open to everyone, the chatzer, Gan Eden was open up to the entire world, which was Adam and Chav at the time. But then there was a Kodesh Kedashim, if you will, which was the Eitz Hadas, which was Aser, to enter, Aser to eat. Now before I put everything together, we have a third parallel for this structure. If we now move to the story of Purim. Story of Purim begins b'chatzer ginas beis hamelach, right? The beginning of Megillas Esther, there's a chatzer, there's a courtyard of the palace. Who was invited? The entire world was invited. The entire nation was invited to the chatzer ginas beis hamelach. And then there's the inner part of the palace where only certain avadim were allowed. And then the beis pnimi, the most inner room, where only Achashverosh was allowed, not even Esther. So when Mordechai and Esther are having this dialogue, whether Esther should go into Achashverosh, should she not go into Achashverosh? So Esther says to Mordechai, I can't go in. Chatzer ha-pnimis, which is like the Kodesh Kodashim, which is like the Eitz Hadas, Asholi Karei, I wasn't called in, I wasn't invited. You can't enter in if you weren't commanded. That's like Nadav Aviu, Asher Lo Tziva Osam, they weren't commanded, they weren't allowed into the Kodesh Kodashim. Esther wasn't allowed into the Chatzar Panimis, the Kodesh Kodashim, the Eitz Hadas. And if she dare enter, uninvited, she'll be killed, which was of course the fate of Nadav Aviu, which of course was the fate of Adam and Chava as well, for entering into the areas where they shouldn't go. So how does Esther escape death? She goes in to the Chatzar Panimis, we know. She goes into the Ba'is Panimis. She goes into the innermost room of Ahasuerus. Nadav Aviu didn't get away with it. Adam and Chava didn't get away with it. But how did Esther get away with going into the most inner chamber? And you should know that the Gra writes that every time it talks about HaMelech and the Megillah Esther, there's a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's the real story, and then there's a much deeper story behind the scenes that this was also a reference to Esther Malka, which is Klal Yisrael, entering into the most inner room with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what gave her access to the most inner room in the palace? So what made the story different in Purim is that there was a tzava. She was commanded to go in. Who commanded her? Mordechai commanded her. The pasuk describes that when Esther entered in, u'letzavos aleh lavo es hamelech, that he made a tzivoy. He was metzava Esther to go into the Kodesh Kodashim, if you will. And this was a display of tzaddik goes there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. When a tzaddik, when a Talmud Chacham, when a member of Sanhedrin like Mordechai, HaTzaddik, makes a Gezerah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekayim. So even though HaMelech Achashverosh said you can't come in, the tzaddik's able to override HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekayim, the Gezerah of the tzaddik. And that's why she was allowed in. Now there are many statements we've been learning about the Koach of Chachamim. We spoke about how Talmud Bavli was able to overcome the Talmud Yerushalmi. We learned today that it's possible that Mitzvahs Derabbanan can make it to the 613 Mitzvahs. Those learning Daf Yomi will be familiar with the statement in the Gemara that Kol HaOver Al Divrei Sofrim Chayv Misa. You violate the words of the Chachamim, Chayv Misa. That's pretty severe for a Din Chachamim. So there are many statements throughout Chazal how we see the Koach of Chachamim, that they are somewhat greater than HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachal. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows them to have that power to create beyond the Torah. So we discussed today the Bahag, how there are 630 mitzvahs, 7 of them are Dinei Rabbanan, but we assume that 613 are all Deraisas. But there are 7 Derabbanan that's on top of it. Now that gives us a total of 620 mitzvahs. Right? 613 deraisas plus 7 derabbanans. So what's fascinating here is that even though Moshe Rabbeinu was only told 613 mitzvahs, the Chachamim were able to come along and add mitzvahs on top of that. It wasn't Baal Tosef. It was the Koach of Chachamim. So listen to this. I mentioned this morning, you all know the story about Rabbi Kiva and Moshe Rabbeinu in the classroom. And Moshe Rabbeinu was sitting in the back of the classroom wondering what was going on. Rabbi Kiva was darshaning the tagin, the keser, the crowns on top of the letters. Right? Tagin or keser, the same word. The crowns of the letters. And he's darshaning the tagin, and the Talmidim asking Rabbi Kiva, where do you have such chidushim from? Where do you get them from? And he says, oh, it's Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. But Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand what was going on. So how could that be Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim if Moshe Rabbeinu himself didn't understand it? So the answer is because, as we said this morning, that the Chachamim have the ability to reveal, to expose certain halachas, certain mitzvahs that are embedded in the Torah. That they were there from the beginning of time. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't aware of them, but the Chachamim are able to find them, to expose them, to teach it to them, to reveal them to us. Mm-hmm. So it's so apropos that he was darshaning these halachas from the crowns of the letters. So the gematria of Keser 620. That's 613 plus 7. He was dafka learning from the Keser of the letters these seven additional mitzvahs, these mitzvahs derabanan. And the Sfarim point out that there are 620 letters in the Luchos to somehow hint at the fact that even the seven mitzvahs derabanan are hinted at in the Luchos. Although Moshe didn't know about it, Moshe received the Luchos from Har Sinai, and embedded within the Luchos were those seven derabanans as well. So now we understand why, although Nadav Avihu and Adam and Chava weren't zocha to the Kodesh Kedashim, they weren't zocha to the Eitz Hadas, but Esther was, because the Gezeres Chachamim is able to override somehow the Torah, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed for. So there's an incredible parallel as well, that all three stories, Nadav Avihu, Adam and Chava, and Esther, all have what to do with wine. One of the opinions of what was the Eitz Hadas was Yayin. Nadav Avihu, based on the Psukim, they drink Yayin. And Esther Malka, of course, was serving wine and drinking wine. But what made the Yayin different from Esther Malka and the others was that the Yayin was based on the Gezeirah from Mordechai Tzadik. So this fits in perfectly to a statement in Chazal that we have in the Medrash. Chavivin divrei sofrim yoser miyeno shatara. That chaviv are the words of the Chachamim greater than the wine of Torah. That sometimes the wine of the Torah, the wine of the Eitz Hadas, the wine of Nadav Avihu are prohibited, but greater are the divrei sofrim, the words of Chachamim, that they could even allow that drinking of the wine of entering into the holiest of places. This is what's nichnas yayin yatzah sod. That when Yayin goes into the deepest of places, the secret places of the Kodesh Kodashim, it's able to bring out the deep soul, the deep secrets. So this is the element of Purim, how Purim was a gzeir of Chachamim, and how it allowed us to enter into Kodesh Kodashim. That's why the Zohar tells us that Purim and Yom Kippur, that Purim is a greater level than Yom Kippur. That Yom Kippur is only Kippurim. But it's not as great as Purim. Because the Yom Kippur were not allowed into the Kodesh Kedashim. Only Kohen Gadol was allowed. But somehow, Purim, through the drinking of wine, through the koach of Esther Hamalka, were able to enter into the holiest of places. So that's because of the koach of Divrei Chachamim, of Divrei Sofrim, of Mordechai Tzadik. So that's the ending of Purim. Chanukah now, and we'll put everything together. Chanukah was the other big chag of the Chachamim that was created. So listen to this. We're going to go through some of the parashas the past few weeks of Yosef HaTzadik. We discussed Yosef HaTzadik a little bit yesterday. So Yosef HaTzadik is very much connected to Chanukah. Firstly, the gematria of Yosef is the same as Melch Yavan. The Yavan represents the world of Mitzrayim, a world of danger. Yet Yosef was able to live in such a place, in Mitzrayim. So the ability of the Chashmonaim to live amongst the Yavanim is from the koch of Yosef to live in such a place. So the Rogat Shavar points out as follows. When Yosef and Tzadik came out of jail in Mitzrayim, it says, Vayigalach, he shaved his hair. And Targum Unkelus there writes, Visapar. It's a translation of Vayigalach. But the Ragat Sheva points out that everywhere else in the Torah where Vigalach is used, Targum always says Vigalach. He uses the same word to define Vigalach in the Pasuk. How come in the context of Yosef Tzadik does he say Vigalach means Visapar? What's the difference between Visapar and Vigalach? So the Pasuk tells us in last week's Parsha that Yosef was, the part of the bracha he got was Nazir Achav. He was a Nazir above his brothers. What Nazir means is to separate from his brothers. He was separated from his brothers, went to Mitzrayim. But the Medrash says that Yosef HaTzadik was actually a Nazir. He was a Nazir. That's why he didn't drink wine, Chazal tells us, when he was down in Mitzrayim. So there's halacha, the Ragat Shavar says, based on this Medrash, there's a halacha that if a nazir's hair gets too long, you can't shave it, but you could trim it. The galach means to shave. The sapra means to trim. So he wasn't able to shave his hair when he got out of jail. He was a nazir. So v'saper. And therefore he trimmed his hair. That's what the Ragachover explains. So Yosef HaTzadik was a nazir his entire time when he was in Mitzrayim. Now further, is there a chumash handy by any chance? Chumash Bereishis? Perfect, yeah, that's perfect, yeah. Perfect, yes, thank you. So one of the other things that helped Yosef HaTzadik when he was in Mitzrayim in staying separate, aside from him being a nazir, that the Pasuk tells in the beginning of Vayeshev, that Yosef was described as a ben zakunim hula. He was a child of old age. But what the Targum tells us ben zakunim means, he was a bar chacham. He was wise. And he was taught, Rashi explains, that he was taught certain things, that Yaakov taught Yosef whatever he learned in Shem Ve'ever. So Yaakov learned, had a certain masor from Beis Medrash Shem Ve'ever. He spent a lot of time in Shem Ve'ever. And he taught to Yosef HaTzadik. It sounds like he didn't teach the other brothers. He just taught to Yosef HaTzadik. So what was he teaching him? What does it mean, ben zakunim bar chacham? So I think you could explain what Yosef HaTzadik was being taught was what's described by Rashi and Chazal as the Or Ganus. There's a certain light that was hidden for tzaddikim. The only tzaddikim have access to this light. It's described in Rashi in the beginning of Bereishis when the pasuk says, "Vayar lakim et ha'or ki tov." Hashem saw that the or was tov; it was good. What was good about it? So Rashi says that Hashem saw that this or wasn't roy for the rishonim to use. Hivdilu letzadikim lasalavo. He separated for the tzadikim. So this or that's tov is referred to the or ganas in this farm. It's a hidden light that only tzadikim have access to. So Lachor, you could suggest that that was what being taught to Shem Ve'ever, to Yaakov, to the Avos, and to Yosef HaTzadik, this Tov, this Or Ganus. Okay, those who are not familiar with Ramazim might get a little lost here. I'll try to make it simple with Gematrias and Ramazim. But the Gematria of Tov is 17, right? That we could get. Tov is 17. So the Bnei Yisachar points out, and many others from point out, that the nearest Chanukah, the light of the Chanukah, the Or, is Or Ganus. That's the many of Sfarim write. Hopefully we'll piece everything together. So in order to learn the deep Torahs, and we'll get to what the deep Torahs might be, the Or Ganus, one has to be separate from this world. You have to separate like Yosef HaTzadik. You can't just live a world of Gashmias, a world of Nazirus. The gematria of Or Ganus, the Ganus spelled with a chaser, is the same gematria as Nazir. Because to access this Or Ganus, this light, so then you have to be a Nazir like Yosef HaTzadik, a special individual, exceptional individual, to be zocha to such an Or Ganus. So Chanukah, if you take the word Nazir, so Neres Chanukah, the light represents the different lights of the Or Ganus. If you take a Nazir, so the outer letters of a nazir is a nun and a resh, which is ner. And the middle letters are zayin and yud, which is 17, which is tov. The ner Chanukah somehow hide the Or Ganus. So when Yosef HaTzadik went down to Mitzrayim, he was taught the Or Ganus from Yaakov. And it was hidden, he had no one to share it with. He was by himself in Mitzrayim. So he went down as a nazir, represented by the ner Chanukah, which we said Yosef's connected to the ner Chanukah. And he had this hidden Or Ganus, this Tov that was within him his whole life while down in Mitzrayim. Now what happened was when the brothers came down for the very first time, they had a Suda, they had a meal. The Tevoach Tavach V'Hachein, the Pasuk says, they prepared a Suda. And the Svarim tell us that there's a remez to Chanukah in those words. The Tevoach Tavach V'Hachein, the last ches of Tavach, and the letters Vav Hei Chaf Nun are the letters of Chanukah. So there's some Chanukah Suda, whatever that meant down there. But Rashi tells us there's the first time they also had wine since they last separated from each other. Which implies that the Nazirus was over. The Nazirus was over from Yosef HaTzadik. He drank wine for the very first time. And at that moment, it was an inyan of nichnas yayim v'yatza sod, that Yosef was able to share somehow this organas with his brothers. So we have this idea of yayin representing the ability to access the deepest places in Torah. Kosh Kedoshim, Neitz Hadas, the Or Pnimi, the Chatzar Pnimi of the Melech Achashverosh. And that's what Yosef was trying to accomplish by being a Nazir, to share this Or Ganes that he learned from his father Yaakov, dating back to Shem Ve'Ever, dating back to the Kitov of Maaseh Bereishis. So I know these are deep in Yanim, but let me explain what Or Ganes is. I mentioned it the other day. Or Ganes is not something that is mystical per se. The Or Ganes, we mentioned the 36 candles of Hanukkah are connected to 36 Masechtas of Shas. What it means is to learn Gemara, to learn Shas in the deepest way. To learn Shas Be'in. To learn Shas Alib de Hilchasa. That's what Or Ganes is. There's an Or Ganes that's also much deeper than we can understand. But for us, Or Ganes means just to learn Gemara well. So somehow the idea of Hanukkah and Purim represent this idea of Yayin, the idea of Divrei Sofrim or Chaviven Divrei Sofrim Yoser Mi Yeinu Shatara. So we talk about Hanukkah and Purim this morning about being Mitzvos Dirabanan, and the Chacham have the ability to put it on a pedestal above, or the same pedestal as Divrei Torah, as Mitzvos themselves. We understand where that's coming from now. So listen to this difference between Purim and Yayin, Purim and Hanukkah rather. So we both appreciate, we can appreciate now the ending of Yayin for Purim, that much we get. Wine on Purim allows us to go to the deepest places of Torah, the deepest places of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Yiddishkeit. And Hanukkah as well. The Hanukkah, the Ner, has the Yayin hidden, it's the air or gun is hidden in the Ner, but when it gets to the Yayin, it's able to bring it out. So from Hanukkah to Purim, Hanukkah we look at the candles. We look at the organas of the candles. Purim is where we're able to release that organas, where we're able to access it. So now we bring it back to the Yerushalmi and the Bavli. There's a big difference between the Yerushalmi and Bavli, which we did not mention yesterday, which is how do they phrase when the Gemara brings a proof? What's it called in the Bavli? Tashma. And what do you call it in Yerushalmi? Tachazi. See. So that connects to what we said yesterday, the Yerushalmi, things were very clear. You see something is much clearer than when you hear something. So the Yerushalmi was a place of Avira Da'ar Yisrael Machkim. It makes you smarter. Just by being there, it was easily accessible in the Yerushalmi, in Eretz Yisrael. You could see it. In Bavel, the learning was much harder, and you had to work on it. It was only heard. It was from a distance. So Hanukkah, which is about seeing the Neret Hanukkah, about Tachazi, took place in Yerushalayim. That's the Yerushalmi. The Hanukkah and Yerushalmi are connected with each other about seeing. You look at the Neret Hanukkah, you see the Or Ganes, and it says Yerushalmi Tachazi. The Bavli, on the other hand, corresponds to Purim, which took place in Chutz La'aretz, where there's a mitzvah of Shmias HaMegillah. While there's an Indian of Riyas Hanukkah to see the Hanukkah candles, the mitzvah is Shmias to hear the Megillah. So that's why Purim, which took place in Chutz La'aretz, which is connected to Bavli, which is connected to Hashma, that's the connection between Purim and Bavli. So the idea is that the Yerushalmi is a world that's very deep. It's hard to understand the Yerushalmi. We could see, but it's hard for us to understand. Hanukkah, we could see that there's a light, but we don't understand that light. It's hidden. But when you transition from Hanukkah to Purim, and you begin to drink the wine of Torah, the Yeinu Shatorah, it's the Nichnas Yayin Yatzah Sod. And this all comes from the concept of Chaviven Divrei Sofrim from Yoser Miyeinu Shatorah. The same theme we've been discussing the past couple of days, that the Koach of Chachamim. That there was a point in time where the Gemara was hidden. It was only Torah Shebaal Peh. It wasn't so accessible. But Chachamim, you know, what did they do? They wrote it down. But this is also to write down. Torah Shebaal Peh, the Pasuk says, Torah Shebaal Peh, you can't write. And Torah Shebech Tzav can't be Baal Peh. So who allowed us to write Torah Shebech Tzav to put it down? The Chacham said that they made a gzera, they went against the Torah and said, we're going to write it down anyways. The whole idea here is that the Koach HaChachamim is able to push us over the top. So though there's a point in time where the Gemara was inaccessible, where it wasn't written down, the Chachamim of Bavel, they wrote it down, and they made it accessible to us. And that's the celebration of Chanukah and Purim. Even though it's not in the Torah anywhere, Chachamim can make a holiday, they can make a yontif. They can make us, we could say a bracha of Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvos V'tzivanu, even though it's not in the Torah. They could say Shem Hashem and create a bracha from the Koach of Lo Sasser. And this all comes down to the Koach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Chachamim. And I believe that the message for us, the inspiration for us is, yes, none of us are in Sanhedrin, we're not an Abezdin of any sort. But it's the same idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the power to accomplish incredible things. And sometimes when you start learning, things might be difficult, challenging, teaching the words, understanding the sentences, putting the paragraphs together. Rishonim, Achronim. But just like in Bavel, they started off way behind. And they're able to surpass the Torah of Eretz Yisrael. Just like they created a Yontif of Purim, a Yontif of Chanukah, just like Mordechai Tzadik was able to give a tzivui to override the wishes of the king, and she was able to go in, so too each one of us on our level are able to accomplish anything beyond what we're told. And Mirtz Hashem, we should be zochet early, but Mirtz Hashem, we should be zochet to always realize that ability that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives each one of us to accomplish incredible feats in Ruchnius and Gashmius, in Tefillah, in Torah. And hopefully together we'll, with that, bring the real coming of Mashiach, which is a time where everyone's going to have access to that organa, as Rashi says. Well, us as lover, we're all going to be tzaddikim. And we'll all have a full, clear understanding of the organa, which again means in our level to the 36 Masechtas of Shas. And to be zochet to learn together with Eliyahu and Mashiach and Moshe Rabbeinu and everyone together in celebrating the coming of Mashiach.